It's got Star Trek on a new feed.
He announces when he's recording.
I'm a recording.
I know.
I know.
More like woman Akati.
I'm a recording.
You're a man of my goats.
So what are we supposed to say? We're supposed to tell people to go to a different.
We're supposed to tell people to fuck off and go to hell.
No. Yeah.
Hey, everyone, fuck off, go to hell.
That doesn't sound right. That's not where we're supposed.
This is a a brief announcement.
I'm just kidding. I want you to switch it on and bring it here.
All right. So so this is a brief announcement.
Switch it from off to on.
For those folks who are subscribed to the It's Got Everything feed, you may have noticed that we used to have our other podcast, It's Got Star Trek, on this feed as well, commingled. With the It's Got Everything episode.
Commingled.
And for a variety of technical and production
It's Got Everything
reasons.
Was just us like talking about
whenever
whatever.
whenever I see the word commingled spelled out, I think it's not a real word or it's like commingled or something.
Commingled.
But it's like not
the commingled is that area like sort of break in the trees where you can lay down on your back and just go to
ejaculate.
skate. But we're not talking about ejaculation
today.
None
to imagination.
We're just talking to those folks who are missing the It's Got Star Trek podcast and wondering, where the hell did it go? It's still there.
Where did it go?
It's still there. It's just that it's on its own feed. So if you hadn't figured it out yet.
The internet is a hell of a place.
You just need to go subscribe. I mean, honestly, if you just type in It's Got Star Trek in your podcast player, you will find us. And you can click on subscribe. And that's going to be good for most people. But if you want the actual RSS feed, just go to www.itsgotstartrek.com or go to www.itsgoteverything.com and click on the It's Got Star Trek
remember
link.
When RSS feeds were like so in? They're not so in anymore, except for podcasts. But originally, they weren't for podcasts. They were just for like dumbing down into websites. So you not dumbing it down, but stripping it out.
Yeah, well, you could get that news feed.
Yeah, news
that blog feed.
But nobody cares anymore because there's like
even for
Reddit
podcasts.
And stuff.
Okay, so it's the backbone of the podcasting system. Not to get political here, guys, but one
what?
Issue. I'm getting there.
Okay. Well, it's now backbone. It didn't used to be though.
No. It was always the RSS was always the backbone for podcasts. In fact, a lot of people argue that it can only be called a podcast if it's distributed by RSS.
I feel like RSS was around before podcasts. That's what I'm trying to say. Is originally just for
I'm saying that for podcasts, RSS goes way back, but for podcasts, podcasts have been based on the RSS feed forever. That's starting to break down now because you have certain podcasts that are going to exclusive arrangements with Spotify or Stitcher or, you know, Player FM, some of these other things. So they go exclusive to that. Now they're no longer available on RSS. You can only get the podcast through that app. Now, more power to those folks that do that. I understand where they're coming from. And guess what? Any of you folks out there want to come and throw bags of money at us and we'll totally agree for an exclusivity agreement.
Well, we'll have a discussion first and we'll have a big fight and then we'll all go our separate ways and have solo projects.
Yeah. And we'll all get paid.
Have a fight with anybody.
But the point being is that it does disrupt the podcast ecosystem because the sort of the core concept of podcast is that, you know, anybody can do it, anybody can throw it up there and it's accessible to everybody. And if you start, you know, creating silos in that ecosystem.
Right.
I agree with
it's
the argument.
It's kind of a bummer.
Well, it's because, you know, most people, I mean, people, they presumably absorb podcasts in a lot of different ways. But the most common way, I think it's fair to say, is you have a podcast player that you like, whether it's, you know, iTunes or Google Play or Dogcatcher or Podcatcher or...
I use Podcast Republic.
Podcast Addict is another one that people really like. Anyway, you get an app, and then you put in the RSS feeds, or you search.
There's
and subscribe.
One on the iPhone. There's some kind of podcast.
Yeah, the built-in the Apple Podcast is, you know, it used to be iTunes, now it's Apple Podcast. But the point being is, you have an app, you find the app that has the interface that you like, you subscribe to all your podcasts, it sorts them all for you, it tracks whether they've been played or not, etc. And what's starting to aggravate people who are fans of a lot of these different podcasts are that they're like, okay, I listen to this podcast here, and now I have to load up Spotify that I don't like their, you know, the person might not like their interface, and listen to that there. And then I have to load up Stitcher and there. And then, you know, it's not about the...
Yeah, because fuck Spotify.
And it's not about the monetization, because, you know, the argument that people will give is, well, it's free. Most of these podcasts still remain free. It's just that you have to kind of go through the hoops to get to that podcast.
But, I mean, are the... How long will that be, though? I mean, you get something like the Joe Rogan podcast or whatever, which is probably
going to
be...
And now he's going... No, he just signed a deal, I think, with Spotify.
Right, yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm guessing there's got to be... Maybe there won't be any free access on YouTube or whatever, but I was thinking there must be some free outlet, but maybe not. Maybe he's just totally...
In terms of, like, legal and above board, there's not going to be any RSS feeds. Basically, you're not going to be able to use your podcast player. Like, sure, maybe you can... find some stuff
but
on
like,
YouTube.
But like when you can't get to it, when you have to pay for it. And like, I'm not against paying for things. So I'm not going to make that like argument that it's the worst, stupidest thing in the world.
No.
It is what it is. And I know it's stupid.
And honestly,
I know it's like stupid to say it is what it is, because that's not really saying anything. But the thing is, like, good or bad, or let's see, like, if it's inconvenient or not, or if it's frustrating or not, you know, I guess about the idea of sort of like supporting whatever, and there's always some things that you'll like and some stuff that you don't like, but it's like kind of whatever, it kind of just what happens.
I don't feel super strongly one way or the other on this, but it is an interesting discussion, and I do tend to fall on the side that says it's not about the monetization, right? Because plenty of people have monetized stuff just using RSS. You can have Patreon feeds, you can have password protected feeds, whatever. You can have exclusive.
I can understand
content.
People not wanting to be tied to like something like donations and stuff.
Yeah, but that's not this conversation. This conversation is about the podcast, the free podcast you cannot get to unless you load up a separate program.
Right.
And that can be aggravating for people. Now, I'm sure most of these companies are betting that over time people won't care, and it's kind of the same difference as loading up Amazon versus HBO Go versus Netflix. People are used to that. You access different content in different ways. Fair point. It's just that the ecosystem of podcasting has been kind of constructed around this idea that you can kind of do whatever, you can make your own program to pull down RSS feeds and listen to stuff on however you want. And that's, for some people, it's upsetting that that's gone away. And I think the real difference is, it'd be one thing if everyone thought that, say, Spotify or Stitcher or whatever had these great programs, these great apps. But thus far, they don't.
And this is only going to be a reason for them to get kind of worse, probably.
Well, and that's the question. And now it could go the other way. Now that
I mean, unless like the people they sign really care that much and say, no, I'm not going to Stitcher, I'm going to Spotify because Stitcher's gone to shit. Like, I don't know if it really matters as long as they get the money.
And I can see, I guarantee you, you know, it's similar to kind of like when Howard Stern went over to Sirius. His listenership went down. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. He got a good payday. He got to do a lot more of what kind of he wanted to do. But it did lock out people who did not have Sirius or XM or whatever. You know, so that's the thing. If the siloing is... I'm always wary of any stuff on the internet that starts to be siloed, because it's kind of like going back to the AOL days where you had internet through AOL, but then you had like AOL pages that were not really web pages. They were their own deal.
Yeah.
And
weird.
Facebook
I remember trying to do the same thing. We had Prodigy, where you'd be in the Prodigy system and then you could start spending money per minute to venture out into the internet.
Yeah. And I mean, so one podcast that I always really enjoyed, the Last Podcast on the Left. It's a fun podcast, kind of ghosts and conspiracies and just some clever comedian kind of guys who are good at talking about that stuff. Great show. And they moved over to be exclusively on Spotify. I have Spotify and I like them. I just simply forget. I forget to look. It's not part of my podcast regime. Maybe one day it will be, but I just forget. Anyway, this is a long way of saying, talking about stuff that's totally irrelevant to this conversation.
Real quick, before I forget, Cobra Kai, the show Cobra Kai based on Karate Kid.
Yeah, they're going to someplace else, right?
Either Netflix or Hulu. Now, the question is did they leave YouTube because Netflix or Hulu are going to pay them more? I don't think that's the reason. I think that is actually a case where they're just like, why are we hanging out in this desert?
This is a good question, because YouTube has been pushing. I mean, we all have seen those endless fucking ads where like every time you load up YouTube, it's like, do you want 3 months free? And it's like, how many times do I have to say no?
I'm subscribed to Google Music instead of Spotify. And like, because, and then it also takes away ads on YouTube, which is pretty cool as like a bonus. But YouTube still like pops me ads saying, you should sign up for this. You should sign up for this. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm already signed up.
I know.
I'm going to sign up for, except they have a different service. I guess it's live TV and then other stuff. And it's just like, leave me alone, man. I'm paid for, I don't have any ads except your, whatever. It's not a real problem.
Anyway. I think it's just people will only put up with so much bifurcation and they will put up with a little, right? But, you know, Amazon, good. HBO, good. Netflix, good. Hulu, I don't know.
Hulu.
Sometimes good.
Yeah, Hulu, I like their...
CBS All Access.
I like Hulu's content, because, and I like to be able to watch the TV shows and stuff, but their app is always giving me problems. I don't know.
I think
they have a different structure, apparently. They rely more on outside sources providing them, because it's like a deal with the networks or some... It's some weird shit, and apparently they don't buffer their stream. They don't buffer their stream.
Their buffers are inadequate.
Because I think buffering makes it count as recorded, and this is supposed to be left... I don't know. But Hulu has a lot of issues with their app, in my experience.
Yeah, and it's important, and that's kind of why in podcast land, it's cool that you can sort of pick whichever app works for you and stick with it. And anyway, it's not a big deal. But so, long story short,
back at the ranch.
If you have been missing the It's Got, if you are one of those peculiar people who really like the It's Got Star Trek podcast and didn't catch that we're on this other feed, now you know. Just go and find it in your podcast player. It's Got Star Trek. Or go to the website, www.itsgotstartrek.com, and click on It's Got Star Trek, and there's an RSS feed option. You can copy and paste that shit right into your thing.
Can we just go ahead and change the word W to dub? It'd be so much easier, don't you think?
Dub, dub, dub.
Dub, dub.
Dub, 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 dub.
All right.
Let's just make everything dumber.
I think that's the end of the announcement. Unless did you have anything else to say, either of you, Dan, Jesse?
So yeah, we have one feed now.
We have two feeds.
Two feeds.
Wait, I thought the whole point was you were taking two feeds and putting them into one.
No.
It's exactly the reverse.
No. You have two separate feeds.
Two separate feeds.
Yeah, that's what
Be aware
that's
they are. Two
there were always the It's Got Star Trek always had its own RSS feed. That was only those shows.
Right.
But
it also was included on
the It's Got Everything. Had all the episodes of everything we put out.
That's what I was trying to say, is that we have one feed dedicated to the It's Got Star Trek.
Yes. And as we add new podcasts to our fledgling empire, they will each get their own feed. And, It's Got Everything will have its own deal. And
we're going to need a bag after a while.
A feed bag.
Oh, okay. I get it. I did not get that at first. I got it. I got it eventually. So cool. All right. Well, I think that does it for the announcement. So go to itsgotstartrek.com to listen to that. It's a good show. It's a good show. You'll like it. And we're actually producing that show as opposed to the It's Got Everything, which is where we put out an episode.
We're producing it right now.
Every now and then when we feel like it. That's just sort of a for fun thing. That's sort of like a grandma's virginity podcast kind of thing. We do it when we feel like doing it. Mm-hmm. You get it when we're ready to give it to you. But It's Got Star Trek. We're putting in the...
It's like It's Got Star Trek, except there's no Star Trek, and there's more like...
There's the occasional Star Trek.
Vulgarity.
We're putting out and putting in.
All right.
Put it out.
Meet us over on the other RSS feed. Bye-bye.
Weird.
Home. Driving into work. Home. Driving into work. Dogging. 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 A.
It's cool.
You can only
go.
B.
Met.
B.
A.
Met.
B.
Want to play some tennis?
He died.
Isaac was a
B. Met.
B. We're going to figure out the prime directive.
He's weird and he's nailing it.
We're going to figure out the prime directive.
He's weird and he's nailing it.
They won't even give us warp 5.
It's tricky.
And it's tricky.
Tricky.
He's still the captain, but Vulcans are into this stuff.
Remember that show?
Son of Zorn?
Son of Zorn?
In Meadows?
He played the voice of Zorn.
Son of Zorn?
Son of Zorn?
He was in that show.
Son of Zorn?
Son of Zorn? What does that have to do with Encounter at Farpoint?
Blackburn!
I'm Picard, alien robot.
They stole my brain thoughts.
Roppler Zorn, alien torture.
Where are these apples?
They figured it out.
I'm Picard.
Sexy as shit.
This guy, it's the middle of nowhere. I was perfectly happy on Mars.
Yeah.
Hey, shit.
Klingons is all right.
Hey, Irish. I could have done something with my
got a Pluto up my butt.
Oh, my.
She didn't shoot first. She didn't do shit.
Instead of saying she Jar Jarred Klingon,
she kind of inverse Boba Fetted him.
Her suit like went off. And instead of her suit like went off.
What would you have done?
And instead of falling into the Sarlacc, she skewered some motherfucker.
What about the ones around Uranus?
I don't have any Klingons around my anus.
Did her spear not go away? So you couldn't lock onto her?
Yeah.
He can't accept her for what he is.
Sarek is a complicated. Tennis is a complicated ass game.
Couldn't you modify the subspace field output of the deflector generators just enough to create a low-level field around the station?
We got 14 types of tomato soup, but they all taste like shit.
Figure out the primary.
He's weird and he's an alien.
We're gonna figure out the primary.
He's weird and he's an alien.
Why won't they give us warp 5, Daddy?
It's tricky.
And it's tricky.
Tricky.
He's still the captain, but Vulcans are into this stuff.
Promenade is a paved public walk. DS9 is hardly a resort.
Kaiopaka.
Fucking power.
Wormhole aliens don't know what they're talking about. Cisco. Cisco.
Old man. Oh, you're hot.
Yeah. Well, things are not as perfect as you think.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What we do have is underpowering sets. Cisco. Limitations that give Cisco. I'm Picard. This guy, kind of a dick to me. Kind of brings up like a shitty part of my past. Alien robot species. They stole my brain thoughts.
And families.
He's pissed off about it.
I didn't want to have that brought up.
And then he's all like, fuck this. This is the middle of nowhere. I was perfectly happy on Mars.
Spaceships.
To fight the fucking Borg.
Killed my wife.
He pulled me off of this shit and go into this fucking dead end nowhere. He's still the captain, but Vulcans are into this stuff.
We're gonna figure out the primary.
He's weird and he's an alien.
We're gonna figure out the primary.
He's weird and he's an alien.
They won't even give us warp 5.
It's tricky.
And it's tricky.
Tricky.
He's still the captain, but Vulcans are into this stuff.
Recorder.